Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
So there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're killing some time with myself, Marcus Bronzy. But right now, I am joined by a fan of the show. We're going to talk about why she is on the show right now. But please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Valerie, a.k.a. DJ Lioness. And I've been listening to How to Kill an Hour since back in the day. Way back.
And let's describe where we are right now. Where are we right this second?
Okay, so right now we're in what's called LA Live. We're at a hallway in the JW Marriott, and we're facing the back of the Los Angeles Convention Center. That's super boring for everybody listening. All you're going to care about is we're right near the Staples Center where the LA Fakers, I'm not a Lakers fan, I can't do it. But the Lakers and the Clippers play, as well as the LA Kings. The people love the Lakers. I think there was a whole pitch to get LeBron to come out here. There were billboards all over LA asking LeBron to come join the Lakers. So there's, I think he's a free agent this coming year. Because I grew up in different places, I'm a Celtics fan. So I think there's a rumor the Celtics might try to court him. I really don't want him with the gangrene. I don't want him with the Celts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, this is your episode, so I'm going to let you take this where you want to take this. But it's only fair we let the listener know how we got to this moment here.
So we got to this moment right here. I was scrolling through my Instagram account. It's my morning ritual. It's a bad habit. But before I even got out of bed, scrolling through it. And I follow you on Instagram. By the way, thanks for following me back.
It's cool. No problem.
But I follow you on Instagram. And I see this photo of you behind the Hollywood sign. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he's in LA. And so I kind of sent you a really sarcastic, cheeky message on the gram, calling you out for not, or actually more so calling you out and saying, hey, any opportunity for a fan meet and greet? Which I was surprised. You said yes. I didn't expect that. I'm kind of proud of myself for reaching out, but I'm also super grateful that you took the time. I can tell you're tired right now, but it's all good. It's all good. I know you're like 8 hours ahead, and you're
early
good.
Early starts and late nights
early,
here anyway.
Early starts at the E3 convention, right? Soaking up all that's new in the gaming world.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Yeah, so...
Well, you know what? I was just like, you know, it'd be a pleasure. And without you, the listener, and you, the listener, listening right now via the podcast, How to Kill an Hour wouldn't be where it is without you guys. So I'm very, very thankful. So yes, I am very, very tired. But hey,
it's all good.
I've got all the time in the world
it's
for you.
Good. Thank you. Right, and I think you said you have a huge California following too. So
yeah, I mean, we got some California love. Is it fair for today then for this show? You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to ask you about some ways to kill some time throughout the show. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. I gotta like think about some things, but yeah, go ahead.
You know what? California is a lovely place. How does it feel living here? Are you just like, are you spoiled?
I'm not, if I'm gonna be honest, I'm not spoiled. It's the weather, yes. I love the people in LA. I love everybody's, I don't know, everybody that I encounter is usually nice. or I encounter really interesting people that I learn things from, which I like. But yeah, I love LA. I love the weather. I love the fact that, yes, you could theoretically go snowboarding in the morning and by nighttime go surfing if you wanted to. You could do it.
Yeah, and in the UK, you can canoe home if it rains and be frozen for the weather as well. So, seeing as this is your show right now, what do you want to talk about?
You know, I'm just curious to know maybe a little bit more, like, why you're so passionate about gaming. Like, you're passionate about it. What is it about gaming?
I'm passionate about killing time, and gaming is... I love gaming because I feel like... You know, like how special effects in films used to be really bad?
Yes.
But you got what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
But now when you watch things like The Avengers, it looks real. Like a lot of the stuff you see. And I think the more that technology is advanced, the more that we can actually have these amazing, weird, wacky ideas and get them down in a format that you not only can just sit there and watch, but you can actually interact with. You know, like, you can be Spider-Man when the new Spider-Man games come out. You can be, you know, Batman. You know, I love the Batman series, that's why I'm using him. But, you know, or you can be, you know, a character that's roaming around in some Dragon universe, or you can be walking the streets of Los Santos. Do you know what I mean? So I think computer gaming is finally getting to a place where people can express their imagination and have output that is like no other, and at a really high quality. Like, when, you know, the games that we've seen at this year's E3, it looks like you're watching real life.
Well, I would say, I feel like, in just in listening to you, and yes, I agree with that, just in listening to you, and then the time that I've had to chat with you, as I think about it more, because I'm an actor, gaming is almost like another form of storytelling, if you really think about it, right? And so here you have all these people that have created these stories, and they've created these worlds, and what's different, yes, it's like film, where you get to experience that, and maybe, like, have some sort of emotion or something afterwards, or have something to think about, but with gaming, I guess, it's more immersive. It goes deeper than that, so... What's your favorite game?
Ooh,
like,
right,
what's,
now.
What's the game that's like, the story got me, and it always, you can't stop going back to it.
But right now, or right. ever?
Let's try both.
So right now, what story's got me right now? If I'm honest, today, after playing a little bit of Tomb Raider, That's gonna be where I'm at. The new Tomb Raider is it's drawn me in. I'm involved. All time, the thing that's pulled me in with a story has got to be GTA 5.
Okay.
Because.
And GTA's been around for like a minute.
Since 2013.
That's insane.
And as we said, I mean, we had a little chat before we recorded the show today. We had a little bite to eat and stuff, and we were just saying over the table with Midas, who's been on the show recently, that GTA 5 was still in the top 10 of the UK game chart, at least, if not most of the world, in the top 10 5 years after release. I mean, that's the power of games. Yeah, so for me, GTA 5, story's amazing, three great narratives, three believable characters, and not only that, like, I was playing GTA, and then I was going around, like, Santa Monica and stuff like that, and Venice Beach, and I was like, hang on, they've actually...
This is real.
This looks a bit like GTA.
This is real, or GTA looks like this.
Well, that's probably a better way of putting it, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So what about yourself? Like, so you told us that you like to act as well, but you're multifaceted as well, though. You like to do other things too, right?
I do. I consider myself an artist. So my background for school, graphic design. So that's all about like communicating things through art. I act because I love telling stories, and I also DJ. So I love house music. And, you know, that does remind me, you do that too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, there's pretty much everyone that gets involved in How to Kill an Hour regularly is a DJ or DJ.
Okay, so maybe my other question for you would be, what advice would you give to somebody who's aspiring to go out there and DJ?
Go out and do your worst ever DJing now. Get it out the way.
Okay.
Do the worst DJing that you can, because however good you get, until you're at like the top of the top of the top of your game, you're always going to go, oh, I could have done better. So let's get out of the way. Let's, you know, let's get all the bad sets out. Let's kill the dance floor. Let's come off after a great DJ and not know what to play and struggle through that bit of the night. Do it. Like, there are DJ schools now, but there's no real lesson that's better than getting out.
And just
actually,
just
get out there and DJ more. Any aspiring DJ listening right now, just go and do it. Go and practice. Go DJ, get some kit or borrow some kit or do whatever you need to do to sort of get your first gig out of the way. Even if your first gig is in your bedroom to no one, do it and then get out there.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I had a gig at a bar.
Yeah.
And I was expected to beat match. I was on the struggle bus. Let's just say I was on the struggle bus. So I'm going to keep practicing now. And I'm going to keep doing what I want to do, because it is my passion. So
yeah. Once you get the whole, like you said, the beat match thing, once you get that down on lock and you get your tune selection down on lock and you know you've got a good base of a good set, that's when you can start being creative and have fun. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So what else do you want to talk about? This is your show. You've taken this over. The DJ Lioness show. That's what we're going to call it.
The DJ Lioness show. I would be curious to know, like, so you tell me what you think. I meet a lot of people from other countries all the time. But what's your perception for somebody living in the UK, somebody who's from there, of us, of America? And let's put aside.
Yeah, we might even beep his voice out, because I don't even like to say that guy's name.
I know.
I think you are a friendly bunch.
Okay.
Especially, and I think you're going to tell me that this is because of a specific reason, and you're going to listen to this and say, I know why, but table service at restaurants and when you're going for lunch, I've found it phenomenal.
You had top five table service since you've been out here in LA.
Attentive, friendly.
I feel like because you haven't been to enough places. I feel like it's because you've stayed in like the touristy places. You need to go. Next time you come to LA, like, you need to go and experience LA. It's interesting. There's this thing called Feastly. So basically you sign up for it and you can have all these different dining experiences. I didn't get a chance to do this one, but there's one called the Wu-Tang Brunch. And it's a specific Wu-Tang Clan inspired menu. And they don't do it often. You pay $75, but it's a full-on experience. So that's why I'm saying there's so many places. I'm sure you'll get top-of-the-line service. But, yeah, you need to go out and experience LA.
I want the Wu-Tang menu. I need to find. That sounds amazing.
there's so many dope places out here in LA. But I'm always, like, jealous of hearing of some of the things that you do, like secret cinema. And all of those things. Like, what else do you do for fun?
Something I don't talk about on the show a lot is I do love to consume a lot of fiction when it comes to books. And I'm a very avid Audible listener.
Okay.
So I might have mentioned it a couple of times, but for example, in the last year, I have consumed via Audible all of the Jack Reacher books. Now, there was a couple of Jack Reacher films with Tom Cruise
in
it.
They're turning into a series on Amazon.
Really? Yes. Okay, I will watch that.
It's
with
coming out at the, I think, end of this month or next month with John Krasinski.
Okay, John Krasinski? Okay.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah. I'll have to see him being Jack, because the Jack Reacher in the book is like a 6'6", 250. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's okay. The size of him. But he's American. He's got blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay.
So when a lot of people read the book and then you look at Tom Cruise.
Wait, hold on. I got my Jacks mixed up.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
No. I think it's Jack Ryan. I think they're turning the Jack Ryan, the whole... You remember Hunt for Red October? Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're turning into a series. Yes, I know what you're talking about, Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise. But I didn't know that was a whole series of books.
Yeah, there's about 16 books, I think. So
okay.
I've churned through those. The movies are cool, but they're like,
the books
compared to the guy in the book, it's just different. But I'm a very avid user of Audible. I love listening to audiobooks. And I also listen to a lot of science podcasts and read a lot about science. I love science. I love how things work.
That's interesting that you mentioned that. I went, as we were talking about earlier, I went to a music festival about 2.5 weeks ago. This one's different from a lot of festivals. It was 5 days. Not only did they have DJs from all around the world, but they also had a learning kitchen. So they had nutritionists teaching you how to make your own sauces from scratch and how to make curry, how to make recovery smoothies for after you've partied too hard. But they also...
Yeah, I need a recipe for those.
Exactly. But they also had some people giving talks. Some of the talks were strange, I'm not going to lie. Like, one is proving there is extraterrestrial life here on Earth,
okay.
Which I was like, I don't know if I can buy into that one. But one of them was really interesting. It was called... The Future of Space. And I went to that one, and there was a guy from DARPA who was there. I don't know if you're familiar with what DARPA is. I can't remember what the letters stand for, and I'm embarrassed by it, but apparently they actually invented the internet. I didn't realize that. But they do everything that's like defense, space related. Everything goes through DARPA. And one of the things that he mentioned was that the importance of mining asteroids. He talked about the number of asteroids there are circling the Earth, and if we knew, it would probably freak us out. And it sounded very much like the plot to Armageddon, to be quite honest. I was like, are you serious right now? But it was really interesting because he said, with the depleting resources that we have here on Earth, we should be mining asteroids for a lot of the minerals that we need. He talked about how steel as a resource is really expensive right now because there's not enough of the mineral to actually make it. So that was really interesting, and I'm normally not a person that like sits through things like that, but I found it really interesting and challenging. And for me, I think one of my passions is making sure we take better care of the planet on a whole, and so that was part of the reason I sat in on it, and that was part of the reason that I found it so fascinating how they were just talking about what we need to do better to take care of this little blue dot.
Yeah, I think there's a lot we can all do, and I'd like to come back to that, but you're talking about food in LA. I just want to get back to that. I was thinking, who better to ask where is a good place to eat other than the Wu-Tang Brunch than yourself? Yeah. Like, is there anywhere else you can recommend for us that's good to get some food at? I mean, I know I've tried In-N-Out Burger.
You know, so there's a place near Inglewood. It's called Simply Wholesome. It's off of Slauson. And they serve... there's vegan food, but it's all like home cooked food, and they actually serve homemade Jamaican patties. They also serve I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian, but I always see it like jerk chicken and all sorts of like really well-made Jamaican food. And also traditional, or I guess what you would call more American food. But soul food, basically. So Simply Wholesome is really good. Another place to go to, everybody says Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I'm going to be honest, I'm smirking right now because I feel like Roscoe's is old news, personally. It's been around for like so long. So, but if you've never done it, definitely do it. Go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. A new place that I discovered is an ice cream place called Little Damage. And they have black ice cream.
What is black ice cream?
It's charcoal activated, so that's what makes it black, but it's horchata flavored. It's amazing. It tastes like cinnamon. I can't describe it. All I know is it's like absolutely amazing, but it's black ice cream and it's soft serve. They also have another flavor called Unicorn Tears.
Unicorn Tears.
I didn't try that one because I was in love with the horchata flavored ice cream. But yeah, it's really good.
I'm going to try the Unicorn Tears next time.
You're gonna try the Unicorn
Tears. Yeah. What about spots to kill time, places to kill time in LA?
Oh, wow. It depends on what you want to do.
Let's pick something that's kind of how to kill an hour, something like that.
Of course, because it's called How to Kill an Hour. Immediately, one of the places that pops into my head, because I'm very big on art, the Getty Museum. And you literally, it's free to go to. Well, they say it's free to go to, but it's $15 to park, and then it's free to get in. So technically, it's $15. I'm gonna keep it real.
That's a good model. I feel like opening a shop where I say everything's free, but you can only get 10 things, and it's gonna cost you £50.
Exactly. The Getty Museum is a great place to go. It's this huge, sprawling museum up on a hillside right off of the famous 405. You go into different buildings. There's an outdoor space as well. Another cool place to go to is the Peterson Automotive Museum. So you can go see all different cars from all different eras and times. Another cool way to kill an hour, I would say, is just going down to the beach. We've got Venice Beach. We've got Santa Monica Beach. They're right next door to each other. And I've actually walked from Venice to Santa Monica. It's an interesting shift when you go from one, because Venice is very artsy and the community is a very like arts communal community. And then you go to Santa Monica, which is more touristy.
For those of you listening in the UK, we've got Camden, and then a little bit further down the canal that connects these two places, we've got Regent's Park. So I think that's a good way of putting it. So you've got like an area where it's very hipster, right?
Yeah.
And then it gets kind of fancy.
Yeah. Well, our hipster area is Silver Lake. It's very hipster over there. You'll see the quintessential hipster look. Everything that you, if you looked it up in a dictionary, you'd see it there. There's also Dodger Stadium. So when it's time for baseball season, everybody is at Dodger Stadium. There's always something to do in LA. Cool. Always.
Well, thank you very much for killing some time with us and letting us know how you kill time. But seeing as you're a DJ and an actress, why don't you let the listeners know how they can find you?
Yeah, you can actually find me on Instagram. It's at DJ Lioness, and I got creative with the I and turned it into the number one. So it's DJ Lioness, DJ Lioness. Or you can follow me on Instagram at the same handle.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's plenty of ways to kill time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
This is Valerie.
AKA.
DJ Lioness.
Yeah. Thank you for killing some time with us. Stay blessed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.